I'm Steve Karish. Ukraine's government is calling for an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council to counter what it calls the Kremlin's nuclear blackmail by announcing plans to store tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. Sarah Naffa reports.
One Ukrainian official said that Russia has taken Belarus as a nuclear hostage, but Moscow said it was making the move in response to the West's increasing military support for Ukraine. Putin announced the plan in a television interview that aired on Saturday, saying it was triggered by a UK decision this past week to provide Ukraine with armor-piercing rounds containing depleted uranium. Putin argued that by deploying its tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus, Russia was following the lead of the United States. He noted that Washington has nuclear weapons based in Belgium, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, and Turkey. Russia has stored its weapons at dedicated depots on its own territory, and moving part of the arsenal to a storage facility in Belarus would effectively up the ante in the Ukrainian conflict. In response, Ukraine's foreign ministry condemned the move, stating that the world must be united against someone who endangers the future of human civilization. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Syrian opposition activists say Iran-backed fighters are on alert in eastern Syria. This a day after U.S. forces launched retaliatory airstrikes on sites in the war-torn country. The airstrikes came after a suspected Iran-made drone killed a U.S. contractor and wounded six other Americans on Thursday. The situation was calm on Saturday. However, the attack and the U.S. response do threaten to upend recent efforts to de-escalate tensions across the Middle East. Honduras said on Saturday it's ending its decades-long diplomatic relations with Taiwan, bringing it closer to China. Honduras was one of only 14 countries to formally recognize Taiwan, which China views as one of its own provinces. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has arrived in Ghana on Sunday. Harris gave a brief speech after landing in Accra, meeting with Ghana's President Nana Akufo-Addo.
When I look at what is happening on this continent, and the fact that the median age is 19 years old, and what that tells us about the growth of opportunity, of innovation, of possibilities, I see in all of that great opportunity, not only for the people of this continent, but the people of the world.
The visit is part of a diplomatic push by the Biden administration to deepen ties with African countries amid competition from China and Russia. Next, the vice president will travel to Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, and Lusaka, Zambia. The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, said on Sunday that lawmakers will move forward with legislation to address national security worries about TikTok, alleging China's government has had access to the video app's user data. In the United States, there are growing calls to ban TikTok, which is owned by a China-based company called ByteDance. In a congressional hearing last week, the TikTok CEO was asked if the app has spied on Americans at Beijing's request. His answer was no. One police officer and a protester were seriously injured on Saturday in clashes during an unauthorized demonstration against the construction of a water reservoir for farm irrigation in western France. Reuters' Emma Gell reports.
In the rural town of Sainte-Soline, at least 6,000 protesters had joined the march, according to the prefect of the surrounding region, defying a ban on protests at the site where a similar demonstration last October also turned violent. Police fired tear gas to repel some of the protesters, who threw fireworks and other projectiles as they crossed fields to approach the construction area. Interior Minister Gerald Darmanin condemned the violence, which he blamed on far-left activists. He added that one police officer and one protester were in critical condition and said altogether seven protesters and 24 police officers were injured.
Reuters' Emma Gell with the story. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant is calling for an immediate, though temporary, halt to the far-right government's contentious plan to overhaul the judiciary. His warning makes him the first ally of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition to break ranks. He said he's worried that the overhaul plans pose a threat to his country's security. The plan has sparked the largest protest movement in Israel's history. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.